at any moment, if you walk into the room, she's probably the prettiest girl there. But Mihlali Ndamase also promises that she's not just a pretty-looking face. My name is Griselda Gegana. I'm a reporter for She's Alive. And today we have Mihlali here to tell us what's going on in her DMs. Jokes, but she's here. That's what she has to say.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that he overta khotseba hore fame ire morning. Or who secured the latest bag?
Or just who's dripping with sauce?
And who's adding the spice?
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the cheesa pod.
How do we get here? Because you started an Instagram account and then... Mm-hmm. You started because there's Instagram and we are all there. Did you, when you started it, did you know you're going to get here?
No.
Was it in the plan, or did you just take me through? So you just started an Instagram account like the other kids, and then?
So it wasn't really part of my plan. The only thing I knew is that I wanted a YouTube channel because I was very passionate about beauty, and there were some bloggers that I was watching from the States very closely. I would watch their growth and everything, so I was very inspired by that. So when I started my Instagram page, I didn't think it would happen for me, but it's something I aspired to. You know, I wanted it to happen. I wanted to have my channel one day a successful channel. So yeah, I guess I probably spoke it into existence. I don't know. And obviously the work.
So, and then I saw, I don't know if you have graduated or if you, I saw that you study strategic communication.
No, I'm not done with school.
What's going on? School dropout.
That is a very harsh term.
It's
a break. It's honestly a break. So I was studying full-time for 2 years, and then I was like, okay, let me switch to part-time. So halfway through my part-time, I probably went to lectures like 3 times, if I'm being honest. Last year, I barely went to school, so I was like, you know what, actually, I'm just wasting money paying for these, you know, these lectures, whatever.
Yeah,
so let me just take a break, and then I'll go back to school when I'm ready. So I'm still on my break.
Right.
Oh, no.
That is all that it is. Okay, so you're still on a break. So, but I can understand why it was then strategic communication. But then how did you manage to have the strategy that you have? Because it looks like you're working from some kind of strategy. You're gaining followers, you're getting this endorsement. Miguel is here, Miguel is there, man. Miguel is everywhere. Did you sit down and be like, okay, since I'm going to pause on school, it seems like I have a brand that's brewing here, that's building, this is what I'm going to do with it. How did you get to that, and where do you want to go? Where is Mihlali going?
So the past 2 years of my career, I have been very take everything as it comes, surprising myself here and there, you know, being surprised by opportunities. But this year I have more of a plan in terms of what I want to do for my personal brand. So my entire career has been based on partnerships and collaborations with other brands, and that's pretty like basic self-explanatory. So in terms of growing my own brand, I now want to put my name on products. I want to do certain things. So this year there's definitely going to be a lot more strategy in terms of what I want to do. I already know what I want to do, but I actually need to like put in the work now and you know, make everything happen. I think it's very important to have some sort of structure, otherwise you'll end up getting lost and not necessarily achieving the goals that you may have set for yourself in a certain time period.
How do you feel that you like trend randomly? Like any day, Mihlali will just trend. Like we wake up and we're like, Mihlali, I don't even like investigate this thing. I'm just like, she's trending, probably because she posted an Insta story. How does it feel to know that you're that, for lack of a better word, and just because this is Chisa, flammable at this moment? Like anything you say catches fire. How does that make you feel?
It's great, but it's also nerve-wracking because now I feel like I have to walk on eggshells at times because I don't necessarily, because you could train for it, could be a good moment or a bad one. People can turn something good into something negative as well, which is something that I have no control over. If that happens, then I usually just let it die down. But if I'm putting stuff out there that could get a lot of attention, I'm very cautious about what I put out, what I share. Am I comfortable with it? And
it doesn't look that way to me. What I when I looked through your Twitter, like just on Friday, somebody asked what are your 20s for, and then you responded with a one word answer that I'm not going to say because I don't have the energy to go bleep out words. But that for me showed me that you, as much as maybe careful, you're not trying to. Like,
no, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to view anybody else but myself. So I put myself on a platter and I put myself out there, and yeah, you take it or you leave it. If you don't like it, don't eat from this platter, eat from another one. I'm a very raw person and I'm very honest, I'm very transparent, but I think there's certain things that I prefer not to, you know, put out there just for the sake of also protecting my privacy. Or but that was also just a joke, you know. It was a joke.
But you see, but it was like yes, leadership.
What I was trying to say is live your best life, basically. And yes, that word in SA, you know, it has a lot of meaning.
True.
Honestly.
No, it does. It does. I agree. If people that don't know what I'm talking about are going to go on your
channel
right
now.
Yeah, go
on my TL. I might have deleted it. I'm joking. I didn't delete it.
But I like the fact that you're unapologetic because, I mean, as much as you've come to a place where there is fame attached to your name, it shouldn't, like, limit who you
are. Yeah, I have to stay authentic because people fell in love with me for who I am. So now if I'm going to start changing because, oh, now she's famous or whatever,
yeah,
then I'm going to lose touch with my audience. So I think it's important for me to still be the Mihlali they knew when she had 5,000 followers.
True. Do you even remember how that feels?
I don't remember.
I mean.
I don't remember. It happened so quickly. Because some people will be like, oh my gosh, I met you when you had 10,000 followers. And I'm trying to think, when was that? Because it just happened so quickly. It happened so quickly.
Also, can we talk about how unfairly, ridiculously gorgeous you are?
Thank you.
I feel like it's even annoying. You're so
Thank you.
It's not fair. It's not fair. Do you get like compliments everywhere you go? Be honest with me.
When I speak to people, yeah, not like I'm not randomly walking through the mall. Someone's like, "Come on, you're so beautiful." So if people speak to me like, "Hi, I'm funny. Oh, you're so pretty."
Yeah.
And yeah, but yeah, I do get them, Shame, and I appreciate them. Thanks, guys.
I'm sure they in your bathroom be like, "Yes." The entire time. Maybe there's a reason why I'm not as pretty as you, because I would.
But the thing is, people say that, but it's like, you know, if you see your nails every day, you're not going to be excited by them. Do you get what I'm saying? That's a whack example, but...
Yeah, I
and you are beautiful, sense. So I don't know what you're saying.
I was not fishing for that compliment, it just came. All right, cool. All right, so there's a strategy in plan, in motion, written down or not. You have plans that you know, going to capitalize on this. And you also have... I mean, a million means there's a whole lot of people in that million followers that are young people, that are young girls, that are aspiring to have a career like you, to actually just live their best lives, because all you are doing basically is living your best life and you found a way to monetize it. What would you say to those little girls?
It doesn't come easy. So a lot of people see the final product and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Let me just take 2 Instagram pictures and, you know, I'm going to get brand deals and this is going to happen. So there's a lot of work that needs to go into it behind the scenes. You need to put money back into your business to get money out. You need to be committed, be consistent. And I think the most important thing ever is be authentic and be yourself. Do what you love, because at the end of the day, you'll only be a lousy version of somebody else. And don't be afraid to break boundaries and be a trendsetter. Just because we see certain things working for people now, you don't know what the space would have evolved into in the next 5 years.
Mm.
So don't be the person who's afraid to test out that kind of, you know, opportunity.
Okay. So, hey, it's kind of, I find it a bit hard. Well, for me, I've thought about it. I'm sure everybody who has ever looked at you and you're like, oh, Michelle bought the Louis Vuitton watch on a car, and like her career has not been in the books yet, and they've all been like, I'm gonna take 2 Instagram pictures and I'm gonna pop, and it didn't work out. But for me, the biggest issue is, how do you then separate what part of yourself to keep to yourself? Because, like you're saying, be authentic means people are going to see you as you are.
Mm.
And you're going to say what you usually say. And you're going to post about, you know, your family lunch or whatnot. How do you draw that distinction of where to draw the line?
I draw the line when it comes to my family. I don't put my family out there much. Only, like, for example, Christmas time, because that was the day we were all spending time together. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that person who's like constantly vlogging with her family members. I don't know, I just prefer to protect that part of my life. And love life also, it ain't no.
Really?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Anginayo. I'm joking. I actually don't have a boyfriend. But
she's single, y'all.
I don't know. Actually, I don't want to talk about that. love life-wise, I also protect that. I don't put it in the public eye. Also because, you know what? People become attached to what you put out there when they like you. So, for example, if I'm going to be public about this relationship and then it doesn't work out, I mean, I'm young. Yeah. It happens. Move on to the next person. That's also like public. Now people are attached to Mihlali and Sibu. Yeah. Now Mihlali's with William. And then next thing, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just... Yeah. And also, I never want to make my platforms about anything else but my work and
also,
what gets me...
potentially gets messy.
Exactly.
I get what you mean.
So I'd rather put my business out there. You know, brands, makeup, what I'm about, and not necessarily other people.
All right. And I mean, this interview basically is because we want to give you a platform to thank your millions and millions incoming people.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you like to say to her?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you for believing in me and for being nice and positive and for motivating me. Because I get motivated a lot by my audience. As much as people take their followers for granted at times, it's like, because you don't physically see the million people, but it really keeps you on your toes to know that there's so many people who are inspired by you and people that are rooting for you. So yeah, thank you so much for all that.
And there has been a comparison to a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about the body comparison because that's just Twitter being Twitter.
Yeah.
But the who you are, the why is Mihlali famous? So why is Mihlali famous? And how do you take the comparison to Kim Kardashian?
I don't take it in a bad way. I'm never offended by that. I mean, Kim is doing exceptionally well for herself. And if we're being quite honest, the Kardashians are the OGs of this space, you know, in terms of influencing, we were really introduced to it by them. So being compared to Kim is an honor. Thank you very much. I aspire to be on her level or even bigger one day. So, yeah.
Awesome. And that's it for me.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.